There are sharp differences among Zimbabwean youths over the country's indigenization program, with those affiliated to ZANU-PF saying they are now reaping the benefits of the program. On the other hand, independent youths and others affiliated to two formations of the Movement for Democratic Change, opposition parties, and some non-governmental organizations claim that they are not accessing funds set aside for youth empowerment. At least $30 million sourced in the past 2 years from various foreign-owned firms which are partially complying with the indigenization law in the form of empowerment credits is being administered by banks such as the Central African Building Society. Youths are expected to draft project proposals in order to access the revolving funds. One of the beneficiaries, William Shambare, says he received more than $1,000 after going through a cumbersome process of writing project proposals, a stage that discourages most youths.
We are doing sound discourse and the like. So we had applied for 2,500, but we were only able to get 1,500. Well, the other challenge with these loans was you can't just get these loans. You have to be active in some ZANU-PF meetings so that you are able to access part of that loan. Unfortunately, also, because the loan limits you to acquire things in Zimbabwe, like we wanted a PA system, so these things were expensive here in Zimbabwe. And unfortunately, I can't get it anywhere. I had to look for the only shop that's there in Bulawayo.
Harare youth Chengetai Shumba has not been as lucky as Shambare. He has failed to access the funds. But he says some of his friends, including several youths in the MTC formations, have embarked on several income-generating projects after getting startup capital of between $600 and $5,000 each.
They just applied just like anyone else, and they managed to get the funds for their project. That one is more into buying and selling, and then the other friend is supplying stationery.
However, Promise Mkwananzi, Youth League Secretary General of the MTC formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai, believes that the youth empowerment scheme is too politically partisan.
The youth are not benefiting, neither are the elder people benefiting. Only those that are connected, only those that have connections to the elite, particularly those that are connected to ZANU-PF, are the ones that have benefited. It has not been helpful at all. The program is misconceptualized. The situation is worsened by gross corruption, greed, and then patronage.
Bulawayo-based youth Sibusisiwe Pepe agrees, saying many local youths have been left out of the program.
I haven't met any youth that has benefited from my region, especially I'm from Bulawayo, Matabeleland region. The only thing that I've heard are complaints that there's no response from the Minister of Youth. They usually don't get help as to how to access those funds.
And according to youth gender activist Nonsikelelo Ndlovu, the program does not cater for people of different parties.
They are there, we are yet to know which ones, because it seems like it's a program that is reserved for particular people. We haven't quite seen it benefiting the ordinary young Zimbabweans.
She believes that Zimbabwe should implement a fresh program that will benefit all youths, estimated to be more than 40% of the country's population of 12.9 million people. Nkosilati Moyo of the Midlands-based Zimbabwe Organization for Youth in Politics concurs, noting that some of his colleagues do not even bother writing project proposals as they are skeptical about the whole program.
The youth are supposed to be members of a certain political party for them to benefit in the indigenization issues. So to me, the indigenization must benefit all of the youth, regardless of their political or religious affiliation. Not all of them are benefiting.
According to the Minister of Youth and Economic Empowerment, loan applicants should be aged between 18 and 35 years and legally constituted in the form of a business or individuals with viable projects. The loan term is 1 year and collateral is in the form of property such as houses, furniture, livestock, vehicles and other items. The Ministry of Indigenization could not readily provide figures of the number of youths that have so far benefited from the empowerment scheme. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube. In the last part of the Indigenization series tomorrow, we will be focusing on you, the listeners. Stay tuned.